From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Little Jimmy Dickens. Yes.
My old lady's getting older and her love's growing colder, and all we ever do is fuss and fight. It don't do no good scold her, cause her feet are even colder. She puts the darn things on me every night. Get them cold feet over on the other side. I know this bed is big enough for two. Get them cold feet over on the other side before I slap stuffings out of you. Here I go, yes, sir. And once again, a great big hello to all our good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a buckboard full of your favorite stars tonight. We got Rod Brasfield,
Cousin Minnie Pearl,
Chet Atkins,
Dale Wood,
and the entire Opry gang.
And Jimmy, who's your special guest?
Not one Grant Turner, but three of the prettiest girls that you've ever seen, the Carter sisters and Mother Maybelle. Well, sir, I'll get all spruced up here before the Carter family comes out to visit with us in a minute. And right now, I think I'll just talk to everybody's good friend, and that teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Here it is. Howdy, Rod. Glad to see you tonight.
You know, Jim, with all this ice and snow and everything like we've been having here lately, the roads are just terrible.
I know it.
And everybody, I reckon, has left the cars at home and rode up here on the bus.
Good idea.
I come up here today on the bus and it's so crowded you could faint, but you couldn't fall down.
Is that right?
I had to stand up, see?
Yeah.
And my feet and legs got so tired and numb, I just got plumb numb.
You did.
It's so numb I had to reach down and pinch them to see if it was mine.
I'll declare.
My case comes up in circuit court next Monday. Jimmy, there was a lady standing up right behind me and had a little old monkey tied on a string up on her shoulder there.
Little old monkey?
And that little old monkey kept pulling my hat off and throwing it down.
Well,
done it three or four times and made me so mad.
Why, Rick?
I went up to that bus driver. I said, look, bud, do you allow monkeys on this bus? He said, just go and sit down and shut up, and nobody will know you're on here. Made me so mad. Well, finally, the boss got up to grinder switch, and somebody, I reckon, went to see Minnie Pearl. They got off her, in hand.
Got off at grinder switch.
And I got their seat, see?
Yeah.
And on that seat, there was a suitcase sitting there on the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't touch it, you know, just sitting there.
Yeah.
This bus driver come back and looked at me and says, hey, buddy, you have to get that there suitcase off of that seat there.
Move it.
Yeah. I didn't say nothing. No. I didn't say nothing.
Why, though?
Well, he went on that first stop. He come back. He's just as mad as an old flogging hen.
He was.
Says, I told you to get that suitcase off of that seat.
Yes.
And I didn't say nothing. Went on to the next stop, and he come back. He says, if you don't get that suitcase off that seat, I'm going to throw it out the window.
Is that
he
right?
Grabbed it and chunked it out the window.
Yeah.
Turned to me and says, see there, smarty, I told you I'd throw it out the window.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't care, bud. It ain't mine. You know, we finally got up here, and I went over, had to stay all night because I didn't drive my car.
Yeah.
So I went over here to Maxwell House Hotel to get me a room.
Yeah.
Told a fella I won't stay all night with him, see? He says, have you got a reservation?
Sure.
I says, what do you think I am, an Indian? See, he thought I was some greenhorn that didn't know
nothing. Yeah, I know.
Well, he said, you'll have to pay me then, Shorty, so I paid him, see?
Yeah.
Then he turned me over to a fella in a little red suit there named Mr. Porter.
I've met him.
Yeah, Mr. Porter. He's standing right there. Well, he took my suitcase and me and shoved me in little old cages built there in the wall.
Yeah.
He called it an alligator, elevator.
Elevator.
Yeah, he put me in there and pushed a button. That thing said, great gobs of goose eggs, Jim. I never wanted to sit down as bad in my life. I'm telling you, brother, my stomach just felt so cool. Well, he stopped all of a sudden, and I sort of grunted. He says, what's the matter? Did I stop too quick for you?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm used to wearing my britches down around my ankles. I've got to go now, Jim. I've got to go. I'm going out here in the alley somewhere and cool off. I'm so mad I could eat a goat burger.
Are you mad tonight?
I'm just mad. You know, coming from Hornwall, little town, you know.
Yeah.
Come up here to Nashville, to the city, I don't know my way around much, you know.
Yeah, I see.
I seen a fella stand up here on Church Street, and I walked up to him, and I says, could you show me or tell me how to get to the Maxwell House Hotel?
Yes, sir.
And he says, I don't know.
He didn't know.
No. I said, well, can you tell me where they have this here Grand Ole Opry at? And he says, I don't know. And I just says to him, I said, Barnett, you just don't know nothing, do you? He says, maybe not, Buster, but I ain't lost.
You know something that's always impressed me about pipe smokers? They look so contented.
That's right, and especially if they use Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, more men do. Every day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Men just naturally like the way P.A. tastes. You see, P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's exclusive process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of fine tobacco. In fact, every time you put a match to P.A., you're sure of getting the mild, natural tobacco taste that gives smokers so much enjoyment.
Now you're talking, Grant Turner, and wish you'd tell them about Prince Albert being crimp cut. So it packs neat and firm, smokes cool and long-burning.
Well, I'll just tell them to find out for themselves, Jimmy Dickens. Now, you pipe and makings men, get yourself some cool, comfortable Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, you don't go around making a big to-do when you introduce old friends. So I'll make it short and sweet for you folks at the Opry tonight. The sweetest folks at the Grand Ole Opry, the Carter sisters and Mother Maybelle. Here they are. Well, Anita, it kind of looks like you're the spokesman for the Carter family tonight.
I'm going to get to do all the talking, Jimmy.
Well, it's nice to have you here with us tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. And tell me something. Where have you folks been here of late, Anita?
We've been all over the place. I think the last place was in Indiana.
The nice folks up in Hoosier Land.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Where are you going to be going here next?
Oh, well, we're starting on a tour next month. We're going to Virginia, Georgia, North and South Carolina, into Florida, into Alabama, and then back here.
Well, it's fine. Folks love you everywhere, Anita, and I'm sure that they'll be enjoying songs like this. You tell them what you'll sing.
We want to sing Keep Your Hands Off of Him, He Don't Belong to You.
Hands off of him, he belongs to me. Get your hands off of him, you don't.
Bill Potter fiddling a good old time tune called Old Joe Clark. Here's our friend Lou Childry to do the call.
Hey, now tickle the heel and tickle the toe and grab the gal and don't see do it, everybody swing. Then ladies, step up to it, step in, grab, go home and go with me. Swing more and I'll swing more and swing that gal parking song.
Save a little time in the midst of our Grand Ole Opry singing and fun for a sacred or gospel type of song. We sincerely hope that all you folks along the line tonight will enjoy the one we've picked out for you. It's an old-timer called I Saw the Light. I wandered so aimless, my life was filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then, like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. And now, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Jimmy, is there a special knack to rolling up a Macon cigarette?
Well, Grant, anyone can roll a perfect smoke with Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
Right you are about that, Jimmy. Prince Albert does roll easy, and it sure does smoke mild and tasty. Now, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be, and Prince Albert's own special process folds and heightens the natural flavor of mellow, ripe, choice tobacco.
Friends, PA is crimp cut, too, so it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So men, for natural tobacco taste, roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. So roll your own, and men will say, me mild and mellow, P.A. Here's my favorite piano-playing lady going to town on a tune called Dream Train, and it's Miss Dale Wood.
Thank you.
thank you very much. Well, sir, I can truthfully say, friends, that I look forward to every minute of the Grand Ole Opry, but I really look forward to seeing everybody's gal Saturday, the Gossip of Grander Switch, Cousin Minnie Turner.
To come out here and stand alongside of you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I might as well tell you, I'm getting ready to trade, fellers. And
are
I'm
you
just
really?
Looking around, sort of. I tell you, I told my fella the other night, I said, Hezzy, I want a feller with more get up and go.
And what did Hezzy do?
He got up and went. You know, I was down in the back pasture this afternoon, and it was the funniest looking little old weasel come up behind me, and he said,
I did, Minnie.
Oh. Gee. Well, you are a weaselly looking little old feller.
Yeah, but I'm a feet thing.
Oh, yeah. Rodney, I seen you this afternoon walking down about the income tax department office. What are you doing down there?
Well, Minnie, I was passing there, and I just thought I'd go in and sort of get acquainted with the folks I'm working for. Oh,
yeah, well, Rod, you got any... That's pitiful. Listen, Rodney, you got any deductions meant much this year?
Yeah, Minnie, I've got one deduction that's got me shorty worried.
What's that?
Well, it's I deducted $1,000 from a cap.
Now, wait a minute, Rodney. You can't do that. You can't deduct $1,000 for
Yeah, I know I can't, but I did, Jess. That's what's got me worried. I deducted $1,000 for cat food.
$1,000 for cat food? What does your cat eat?
Parakeets.
Oh, Rod. Rod, I ain't going to stand here and talk to you. I'm worried about Uncle Nabob anyway. I got to get on towards home.
What's the matter with that old...
Well, see... You be careful. You see, my Uncle Nabob has quit drinking, and I went off from home tonight and left him. He sprained his back this week.
And,
you know, since he's quit drinking and everything, well, I made a mistake. I know I left a bottle of rubbing alcohol there with it.
Oh, you shouldn't order done that.
No, I hadn't ordered
it. No, because
that.
I know what you mean. You think maybe that there will tempt the old man to drink.
Well, no, not exactly. See, we rubbed his back with alcohol, and we're afraid he's going to break his neck trying to lick it off.
He'll do it, too. Say, Minnie, somebody, the boys back there is telling me you and your boyfriend Hezzy was having trouble. How about
well,
that?
Sort of, Rodley. You see, I've been trying to get him to sort of pop the question.
Yeah,
and if he don't pop the question pretty soon, I'm going to pop him. I mean that, too.
Well, that'll make...
But he says before he marries me, he wants to get something off his chest.
He do?
Yeah.
It's kind of confessing, like. Wonder what it is old Hezzy wants to get off his chest. Right?
A tattooed picture of a girl named Mabel.
Well, I swear, I didn't know Hezzy had old Mabel. I'll have to get him to show me old Mabel. Wonder what kind of a gal old Mabel is.
You wouldn't like her, Rodney.
How do you know I would?
Well, you wouldn't. You see, her neck's too long. Well, what are you laughing about?
What'd you say about Mabel?
I said her neck's too long.
Her dog?
Oh, shut up, Rodney!
Well, neighbor, it's always a lot of fun talking and visiting with Minnie Pearl and Rod Brassfield. And I always get a big kick out of listening to a fine song for the Carter family. How about another one from them, friends, all right? Anita, step right up here and tell the folks what you're going to sing.
We're going to do our new RCA Victor record called False Hardy. Blue eyes.
guitar playing in the whole wide world, Fritz. It's Chester Atkins picking out a new one called Gene Song. Chester, let's go. Thank you very kindly. Now, friends, I'd like to kind of settle down here a little bit. Do our brand new song. It's so new that I hope we'll be able to make it. It's our brand new Columbia release. With the help of Mother Maybelle and the Carter sisters, I'd like to try to do our new one called Where Did the Sunshine Go? Where did the sunshine go? Discovered the sunshine in a woman's loving smile. Like a fool, I thought the sun was here to stay. Then she fell for another, and the sun went out of style, and the springtime vanished when she went away. Where did the sunshine go? Why is it raining so? Where is the love I used to know? Where did the sunshine go? Where did the sunshine go?
Sunshine go.
always say we hate to come to a close of another of our Grand Ole Opry's. But we certainly have enjoyed our visit with you tonight here at the Grand Ole Opry. And we sincerely hope that you'll be on hand next week when all the folks here at the Opry will be calling for you in the old buckboard. And at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Roy Acuff, the first time in a long time. We're glad to see him back. And he'll be bringing along our good friends, Johnny and Jack, and the nation's number one girl singer, Kitty Wells. Till then, good neighbor, this will be little Jimmy Dickens saying for all the folks who have appeared here tonight, thanks for everything, and we'll be a-seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry!
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the brand new, wonderfully different king-size smoke. You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with new Cavalier, because it's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste. Yes, new Cavalier tastes just great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Great taste, great feel, a great smoke. That's what you get when you open up the smart new Cavalier pack of red, white, and gold. Light up. And right off, you'll get the pleasure of naturally rich taste that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there. And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you. Feels so fresh, so smooth, smoke after smoke. Yes, the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Win greater smoking enjoyment with new Cavalier, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.